Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Today we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state, as well as the nation, along with best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend. As we're going to do something a little earlier than normal we do throughout the year, and that's start preparing for hunting season.
Oh, okay. But it's always hunting season in Texas.
Well, it is.
Well, not maybe not season, but well, whatever it is. Opportunities.
Okay. Traditional fall hunting seasons will open in about 20 weeks.
All right.
Given the state of the industry, which is, who knows? We're bringing in Texas Outdoors Journal shooting editor and owner of MG Arms, Kerry O'Day, to give us some insight. Have worked with Kerry recently. To save my bacon, on a hunt when, trying to find ammunition.
Ah, yes, there we go.
Which caliber, availability of product, because quite honestly, folks, if you don't start now, there's a good chance you may be Davy Crockett out there with no bullets,
you know?
we've got that discussion going on. We've got some update with some friends from the North Country.
Oh,
Nacho Lake.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Northwest Territories has reopened. Canada finally went, gee, life is really going to go on.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Plus, we'll talk a little bit about the weather. So y'all do stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit HFOTUSA.org.
Love. At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love provides care to those in need. It fuels the desire to discover medical breakthroughs. Love motivates our compassionate staff, our renowned medical physicians, and volunteers who are all dedicated to caring for children. At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love comes to the rescue every day as we work to restore the joys of childhood. To offer your love and support to children in need, call 1-800-241-GIFT.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And some of those weekend plans may include heading to the Hill Country.
Yes.
Tell you what, saw earlier this week that this drought is really settling in into the Lone Star State. Pretty crazy.
A lot of fire issues.
Well, we had that back in 2011, and it looks as though that may be the case once again, looking at the old Farmer's Almanac for April, and they're saying that temperatures are predicted to be running 4 degrees above normal in the north. 1 degree in the south. Precipitation, they're saying 6 inches above normal, with 1 inch above in the north and 5 inches above in the south.
Hmm.
We haven't had a lot of rain. You know, in southeast Texas, we've had some, but boy, over in the hill country, it is dry, you know, on up into the high plains hill country. And it doesn't look as though, Harold, it's going to get much better as we head through the balance of the year. It's going to be a dry one. April is the only month that they're talking, predicting above average precipitation. May, significantly lower. June, July, average for August, below in September, below in October.
Bummer.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting as to what takes place. For those of y'all looking to travel further than maybe surrounding hills and countryside to look at the wildflowers, notice that Northwest Territories has reopened as of April 1. They are allowing all of us illegal aliens.
Oh. What happened? I didn't catch anything about the closure. What was that then?
Back during COVID when they went stupid.
Everybody went stupid.
Yeah, well, they really went stupid. They shut the whole country down. They got to the point where you could not, unless you were a resident of that Canadian province.
Right.
You couldn't move.
I remember that now. Okay.
All right. Our buddy Miles Carter, Nonacho Lake Fishing Adventure, great trip that me and three buddies took back in the summer of 2019. Mm-hmm. And then we talked about it. And
right.
Everybody going, but we can't go.
Wow.
You know,
okay.
It shut down.
Yeah.
Reopening June 11th. And this is pretty cool. This is how popular. These are glacially formed lakes.
Mm-hmm.
We flew Houston to Calgary, Calgary to Edmonton, Edmonton to Yellowknife, and spent the night to catch a float plane the next day to fly into the lake. All right. But I was talking to Miles earlier this week, and he said that they're going to reopen camp June 11th. And a group from Wisconsin that first started fishing with them in 1972 will be coming back.
Reunion. That's great.
Yeah, and it'll run through mid-September. And as you get into late August and into September, the aurora borealis, you know, the northern lights really kick in. But
you got a chance to bond with a musk ox, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Just neat adventure, remote and going up. Really prepared, not knowing what would happen.
Sure.
I mean, if something happened to our guide and we're out in the remote area, carry a satellite phone to communicate with. You know, it's just those things. A lot of people will go, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
Take me by the hand, you know, and show me what I'm supposed to do. And that's fine.
Yeah.
But also, take care of yourself. Go up and be prepared. Their website is nonacho.com. Being a Texan, you know.
yes.
When I first met them, and I went, Nonacho. So I guess no Mexican food, huh?
No, sure that went over well.
No, but good friends. And their phone number right now is 587-991-2281. And then during the season, a satellite phone of 867-888-5811. So, okay. You got some news for us?
Oh, yeah. Interesting figures, too. United States, we're ranked number one globally when it comes to gun ownership, okay? And I'm glad. Estimates show that there are anywhere from 200 million to more than 350 million firearms in the United States. Southern U.S. has the highest amount of gun owners, about 36% of the residents. Midwest, West, gun ownership levels exceed 30%, while the Northeast, lowest number at 16%. This is the Pew, appropriately named, I guess, group study on this thing. What's interesting, the top five states in ownership, and this is set up based as a percentage of firearms to population. So number one is Montana. Ownership is 66.3% in the state. Next then would be Wyoming, Alaska, Idaho, West Virginia. Texas, interestingly, is 27th.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, based firearms based against population. So, Montana, the firearm count was 22,133, though 66% of the people up there have firearms. Texas at 45.7%, but we also have 588,696 firearms.
Sure. Montana, along with many of the other western states, mm-hmm. are struggling for their own identity.
Right.
They got a Democrat as a governor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And some of the things and positions follow along that left-leaning line.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
and it's interesting to see the preservation, you know, of Montana and that beautiful state.
Right.
As to what will take place. In Texas,
mm-hmm.
hey, if you come in here illegally, we're going to ship you to Washington, D.C.
It's only fair. It's only
fair. That is great. We got a lot. We got a big show headed your way, so we're going to move on to a break and then come back with our best bets outdoor report and find out if Harold's been on or off the road right after this.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck for 45 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 45 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them. It's about you. It's about building the trucks you can depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 45 years. Ford's F-Series. Built Ford tough. The best in Texas.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Before we get into the best bets, let me correct myself, because I would have sworn that Montana had a Democrat governor, mm-hmm. and we were talking about it during
right.
the break, and Richard Ginfort is actually a Republican,
oh.
And he served as a U.S. representative for Montana's at-large congressional district from 2017 to 22 or 21.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
This portion of the program.
Oh, okay.
Is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that's proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays or the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it comes time to invest in these hunting tools, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of products that will help assure a well-informed hunting investment is made. And as Harold and I can both attest,
yes,
wealth of information, very service-oriented.
After the sale, too.
The sale, and looking at... matching things up when you have a project.
Mm-hmm.
I want to try this. I want to do something out of the norm, and really staying on top of the latest. We're seeing so many manufacturers coming into the thermal imagery. The latest being Steiner.
Correct.
And, of course, Burris is part of that family now.
Mm-hmm.
So, go to their website and peruse what they have and then give them a call.
Yep.
Do it the old-fashioned way, okay? Go to thirdcoastthermal.com and then give them a call at 832-827-4574.
Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal. Fishing and Hunting Times this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, are the first two of four best days of the week. This Monday and Tuesday are rated as good. Wednesday, Thursday are paired up as two fair ones. Friday's another good one. Next weekend, both Saturday and Sunday are two more best days. This Saturday and Sunday, look for game to be active from late morning until late afternoon. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from early afternoon until the evening hours before sunset. By Wednesday and Thursday, times will have continued to adjust, with game actively feeding from mid-afternoon until the early evening hours after sunset. On Friday and next Saturday and Sunday, a major time shift occurs, with game beginning to feed from well before sunrise and continuing to forage until mid to late morning. This Saturday, April the 16th, we will have a full moon. By next Saturday, April 23rd, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, we'll each have a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Monday is a three tide day with two high tides and one low. Tuesday through next Sunday, a string of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low each day.
Harold, you know how I hate being wrong.
Yes.
And making mistakes.
Yes.
You know, whether it's a typo or whatever.
Right.
But again, just looking at the comment that I made, because to me, Montana had been entrenched with a Democrat governor.
Mm-hmm.
And it had, actually, from 2005 to 2013, Brian Schweitzer served as their governor.
Right.
Okay, and then from 2013 to 2017, and then again in 17 through 21, Steve Bullock was governor before, you know, they saw the error of their ways.
Okay, so those were all Democrats.
Democrats,
before. Okay.
Right, right, right. Okay. And just missed it. All right. On the Outdoor Report,
mm-hmm.
fishing.
Yes.
We talked about warm weather.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to make fishing better.
Indeed.
Yeah, water temperature is going to come up on the coast.
Big report here.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a big report. And basically, we're going to see the nighttime lows. That's where we really see the warm-up taking place. This time of year, you need to watch your wind direction and wind shifts, and that can happen day to day and certainly from morning to afternoon. With the wind shifts and with the tidal movement, more baits coming in from the Gulf. You're going to see birds working over at Calcasieu in Big Lake in southwest Louisiana, Sabine, upper, or the Galveston Bay complex, as well as in Matagorda. And then those tidal shifts will also impact the back lake areas, draining and inundating areas in behind the barrier islands or along the mainland shoreline. Topwater times. Goodness, when it inundates, try that DOA PT7. Great, great topwater bait. And all the way down to the lower coast, that's going to warm up most quickly. Certainly the shallow water will be the first to warm. And then don't forget, we can't go red snapper fishing in federal waters until June 1st.
Okay.
Dates haven't been released, but normally it's June 1st. But we can fish out to 9 nautical miles in state waters. And there's some phenomenal fishing. In fact, I was reading something from the National Marine Fisheries Service, and it's not the gospel yet, but it looks like there may be an increase in the total catch because of the number of fish. So what you got on area lakes over in East Texas?
Let's head up there. Conroe. Some crappie are spawning in the shallows. Success catching spawned out crappie 13 to 25 feet of water using black chartreuse or monkey milk crappie magnets in standing timber, laydowns, and brush piles. Black bass are good using creature baits, Texas rigs, and dead sticking with weightless Senkos near bulkheads. Multiple buck bass are biting creature baits on beds in 3 to 8 feet of water early. Transition into deeper water in the afternoon with creature baits and rattle traps. Fork. Crappie fishing finally starting to feel like normal spring fishing. This past week, the crappie really started to show up in the normal springtime areas in numbers. With the lake level still 6 feet down, those fish typically seeing them in 10 to 18 feet of water are more like 5 to 13 feet now. Big fish ready to spawn are being pulled from the bottom of timber in those depths. Still seeing fish on the way to spawning areas in 15 to 25 feet of water on timber. Lots of people are taking advantage of these super shallow spawners still in less than 3 feet of water using jigs or minnows under corks. Nackinich. The early to mid stages of the bass spawn, many buck bass are up shallow and some egg-filled girls are moving in. Red-colored lizards, craws, creature baits are in order. A few 3 to 5 pound bass stacked offshore over deep creek beds using Alabama rigs. Sam Rayburn. Fresh water is coming down the river, and the lake level is rising, helping the spawn. Grass coming back slowly. Bass are good on beds with flukes and craw plastics. Some bass have spawned out and are good on flukes and Texas rigs in deeper water. Crappie are good as the fish are spawning shallow and biting jigs and shiners under a cork. Bass drop. There are some good fish still on beds with the full moon coming this week, but a lot are done and feeding up. Best bet is to run the grass lines in pockets. Work the edges of those, either front side or back side, where the grass starts from the sand. A lot of the bites are coming just in the grass from the sandy areas. Use 4 to 5 inch worms in those areas. A shallow crankbait will get you a bite as well. Fayette. Spring bite is on, so fish are biting similar. Bass are good on shallow crankbaits and water dogs in 2 to 8 feet. Limestone, crappie are good, spawning in 4 feet or less in the creek, biting on minnows. Largemouth bass are good, with a full spawn on the creeks in less than 4 feet of water. Bass are biting on chatterbaits, spinnerbaits, and Texas rigs. Palestine, fishing is good when the winds allow it. Bass are uptight, bedding in 1 to 2 feet of water. Crappie are good in the shallows on the north end using minnows and jigs. Success with wade fishing through the brush. Somerville, bass are very good. They're going shallow, starting nesting, hitting craws and jigs in the, in crankbaits in 3 to 8 feet of water. Crappie, very good, moving on main lake brush piles in 12 to 18 feet of water using minnows and most jig colors.
This is the time of year when our lake reports really expand.
Yes.
You know, lots of information. Heading down south, out Del Rio Way, where the channel and blue catfish are good in 30 to 6 feet of water on punch bait. Box Canyon Ramp is now closed due to low water levels. The lake is currently at about 53 feet low. Largemouth bass are around the edges of hydrilla. Some fish are on beds. However, most spawning is on deep ledges. Texas rig plastics and crawl pattern are best in 5 to 15 feet of water. Choke Canyon, bass are very good near grass and hydrilla on spinnerbaits, rattle traps, and crankbaits. Falcon, bass are good on chatterbaits, creature baits, and spinnerbaits. Crappie are good on submerged timber. Allen Henry, bait balls are moving all over the lake. Crappie are good in 4 to 28 feet of water. Boy, talk about a range. Mm. Would you say that there's a transition, Harold, going on there?
Indeedy.
Ivy, you've got white bass are good with live bait on jigs at the mouths of the rivers in 18 to 20 feet of water. And Meredith, bass are good on minnows and artificial baits. Males are up shallow with females hanging in deeper water. Walleye have been good on minnows, grubs, and artificials.
Okay, heading to the hill country. Lake Austin, bass are good in the canals with wacky worms. Small paddle-tailed swim bait or shaky-head cinco's in shallow water. Cloudy days are producing the best bite. On Lady Bird Lake, bass are good in shallow water near the bridge pylons. Buckhannon, crappie are good in 3 to 12 feet of water using a chartreuse rig. White bass are good on main lake points in 15 to 20 feet of water on slabs. Canyon, bass are very good mid-lake and spawning in the backs of the creeks. Throw your favorite plastics such as weightless cinco's, flukes, and small swim baits. Travis, bass are good on beds in the backs of pockets and shallow docks. White bass are good on windblown banks using small swim baits and little slab spoons. Fish are mostly shallow right now, and there are still some on the beds. Waco, crappie are good in 3 to 6 feet of water in the river and on shallow brush piles in the main lake using hand-tied jigs and 12-foot crappie rods to maximize extension from the boat.
I can't take that final now because I'm going fishing. Oh, I'm sorry, a little flashback there from days gone by.
Uh-huh.
Hunting seasons are upon us. Spring turkey seasons and the eastern turkey season, it's very limited. They're still trying to get a handle and get that population established. But we'll open April 22nd and run through May 14. The one turkey bag limit counties, there's 10 of them, that opened April 1st will run through the 30th. South zone turkey season runs through May 1, and the north zone season runs through May 15. So get out there. I tell you what, there's a lot of people that are not turkey hunting, mm-hmm. and they're missing.
Right.
Missing a hoot.
Missing out.
Yeah. On or off-road?
No, anywhere you want to go, because it's a Jeep. The 2022 Jeep Compass Limited 4x4. It's a compact SUV, but it would fool you because it really rides bigger than it looks, and they're neat looking. It's got a 2.4-liter four-banger engine on it, 177 horsepower, 172 pound-feet of torque. It will tow 2,000 pounds. It's mated to a 9-speed transmission, which really helps out low end and on top. Aluminum diamond cut 18-inch wheels. Really neat looking. This was a velvet red pearl coat, steel gray interior, great looking car. Good mileage, of course, 22 city, 30 on the highway. It's got all the stuff, multi-zone air, auto-dimming rearview mirrors, adjustable lumbar on the driver's seat, leather trim. Seats five, fold-down rear, gives you a lot of room in the back. These are easy to customize, too. They've got a massive list of things from Jeep for that. It's got their select terrain system. Electric parking brake, those are getting more popular all the time. I kind of like those. Just flip it and you're in business. But like I say, good solid ride, and it's the right size for a lot of people. Capable, certainly off-road, but easy to park in town. This one was loaded to the gills. It was really nice, topped out at 36. So check it out, the 2022 Jeep Compass Limited 4x4.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're talking shooting. We're talking hunting with Kerry O'Day from MG Arms right after this.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You the patients taking part in clinical trials. You the scientists doing next level research to beat cancer. You the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloon tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997. We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olsalon and Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend, especially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. Recently on social media, I noticed a Facebook post from Fortified Cottonseed, and it showed a map of Texas, and it said it available at these locations.
Okay.
It was covered up.
Covered up, okay.
Tractor Supply, of course, right. A lot of independent feed stores. This is really taken off. The cottonseed in and of itself benefits, but the vitamin package that is with it.
Right.
The fact that there's a savings, we talk about savings, better than a 2-to-1 savings over protein.
Yeah.
Gives the wildlife everything that they need. And that's true with our native whitetail as well as exotic animals.
Indeed.
All right? So check out their story at fortifiedcottonseed.com. Then give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. And folks, let me tell you, there are truckloads of fortified cottonseed.
Yes.
Leaving the Lone Star State, going to other places.
Okay.
They're taking our cottonseed away from us.
Call Governor Abbott.
That's right.
Okay.
Recently, more than recently, frequently, I call and I go, Kerry?
And he goes, not again.
Yeah, exactly. You know, something's come up. He knows that Olson's got his, you know, whatever, you know, he's in a jam. And I had not pulled out a Winchester Model 70 Sporter in a 338 Win Mag.
Ooh.
In several years.
Yeah.
And I was going to go shoot a nail guy,
right?
For meat. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't care about getting another bull, just right. wanted the meat.
Right.
And I couldn't close the bolt. I called Kerry, and he tried to explain over the phone.
Yeah.
Well, he knows I'm challenged, yeah. You know, so.
You didn't put WD-40 on it again, did
no,
you?
No, okay. No. So I take it to him. He grabs hold of it and says, this is what I was talking about, twist, you know.
Ah.
And it worked fine.
There you go.
And he goes, how are you for ammunition? And I said, I hadn't looked yet. I mean.
You're on top of it, weren't you?
Oh, yeah, really. And I'm thinking the old days. I'll just pick up some somewhere.
Sure.
And he goes, sit down.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, just off the top of the guy. I mean, this guy's a wizard.
Yep.
You know, loads up some, gets me out of a jam, and produces a bullet that performed beautifully.
And you did get your nail guy.
And I got a nail guy. Right. I did. We both have guns, custom guns, and we look to him for our gunsmithing work.
Yes, indeed.
Their website is beautiful and tells a great story, mgarmsinc.com. And he also, great contributor to Texas Outdoors Journal each month with his Just Shooting column. Kerry O'Day, welcome back to the show. How you doing, my friend?
You're telling these funny stories about me again.
Of course.
You know, Bill, it seems like you always wait until like 3 or 4 hours before you're going to go somewhere to get something done. You know?
Don't call me a procrastinator.
What is it I hear? You're too busy.
Yeah.
To keep up.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the reason why we're doing this so early, I mean, we talk to you every year.
Mm-hmm.
But looking at the calendar, we are 20 weeks away from the start of the traditional fall hunting season.
Right.
But given the state, and I've heard you and Carol, your wife Carol, complaining about the availability of product and shortage, not factory ammunition, but the components for your custom loads, thought we'd better try to get ahead of the curve. Would you say that that's a fair assessment, not to wait, do an Olson and wait till 3 hours before?
Right now, every morning, we get online, we go to our about 12 different suppliers,
right.
And we have this big list of everything we need, and every day we're able to find about 20% of what we need,
The
prices are ridiculous. I started with 50,000 primers when all this BS started.
Mm-hmm.
Recently had to buy 10,000 more primers. Primers should be about $30 a thousand.
Okay.
I paid $110 a thousand.
Holy smokes.
Now, these are made in U.S., right, Kerry?
Yeah, Winchester primers.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. You know, I was talking with a manufacturer's rep, popular production rifle, and was looking for a specific caliber and a specific model that they make. And he goes, don't have it. He said, now, maybe some of our dealers around the state might have it in inventory.
Hmm.
He said, but that's stacked up. He goes, do you have any ammunition for that caliber?
Right.
And I go, no, but I start looking.
And then you call Kerry again, right?
And no, but Kerry, I mean, a few months ago, you were looking for actions. You were cannibalizing some.
I've had to tear apart a lot of my demo guns to build guns for customers. I'm still having to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We will not see any more Remington actions in left-handed until September.
Wow.
Yeah, Kerry, we'll start with the primers and the other things that you have to deal with. What do you attribute this shortage and price increase because of the shortage? What do you attribute it to?
Yeah. Real simple. When Remington went out of business, they made 50 million rounds of ammunition a day.
A day?
That pulled 50 million rounds of ammunition a day off the market. Now, that is approximately 25% of what we build between all the different companies in the United States a day.
Wow.
Now, you got to remember, 90% of all ammunition made goes to militaries or police departments. And it leaves 10% for, you know, the individuals, the hunters and stuff out there. So you pull 25% of the ammunition made in the United States off the shelves or off of production, you can't keep up with your military demands.
Yeah.
So whether it is Winchester or Federal or whoever, you know, Hornady, they're all producing everything for military and police departments and leaves nothing for the average everyday person.
Okay, right. Remington is now cranking them out. Do you see...
Only in the Atlanta plant.
Oh, okay.
Which is the smallest plant they did. They seem to be still having some union fighting difficulties up in the northern plants.
All right. Hang on, Kerry, because we're up against a mid-show break. I think we've set up the problem.
I'm going to go shopping.
When we come back, we're going to delve into the solution. So y'all stick around as we'll be right back with Kerry O'Day from MG Arms right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
At Capital Farm Credit, we have a personal approach that sets us apart from traditional lenders.
My name is Hannah Whitaker, and I'm Marketing and Operations Specialist for Capital Farm Credit. I just want to be there for our farmers and help them out because I grew up with it. I understand how busy they are, and the last thing I want to do is interrupt their busy schedule to sign a few papers. Once you become a member here at Capital Farm Credit, we go above and beyond to welcome you into our family.
Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
We're visiting with Kerry O'Day, MG Arms, and also Texas Outdoors Journal shooting editor.
Yeah.
And we've set up the problem.
Right now, I'm depressed.
Well,
so is the rest of the world, too.
Okay.
You all are shopping, and you're going to places that you probably would never think about calling or reaching out to. Some of these small, rural, independent gun dealers.
Hmm.
I mean... You're not going to go to the Midways and Brownells because they're back ordered with no idea when they're going to get anything. But you have to be resourceful and look for out-of-the-way places. Is that where you're finding some things, Kerry?
Yeah, several of our main people, we've got credit cards on file with them. So as soon as a back order comes in, they just ship to us, you know. But we never know whether that's going to happen in 2 weeks or in 6 months.
Right.
And there are certain calibers like 6.5 PRC, 28 Nosler. A lot of these so-called oddball things we can't get, period. I mean, I've got customers which we've had to back order ammunition on for, you know, some of them are 2 months behind right now.
Yeah, well, you have your custom loads that you will work up for clients. Reloading used to be popular. It's kind of like an ebb and flow in that industry. But that seems to be becoming more and more viable, isn't it?
Well, yes, if you can get
the components.
You know, the components.
Yeah.
You know, customers are sending us their used brass in, which, you know, of course, we can reprocess it and make it, you know, as good as new. But, you know, there's just certain things that just not happening.
What are you doing?
Now, there's a bunch of new companies coming out which are actually manufacturing ammunition now. And there's a gentleman who just bought the old Winchester plant up in Texarkana, and he hopes next year to be producing 25,000 rounds of ammo a day.
Kerry, how are you doing with your powders?
Slow powders are non-existent. We're just not seeing anything like Rotombo, H1000, Reloader 22. When we do find it, we're paying, you know, $100 a pound instead of $40 a pound.
Well, and you've already mentioned primers, and if you don't have something to ignite, you know, it becomes a your rifle becomes a club.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And, you know, a certain brass, which you would think be available everywhere, 30-30 brass. We haven't seen any in 6 months.
Good grief.
Well, and
now I can get all the 308, all the 223, all the military-type brass in the world, but hunting brass, you know, it's just not there. It's crazy.
You mentioned clients, customers bringing their once-fired brass, and there is some benefit to reloading once-fired brass in for a particular firearm, isn't there?
Yes, as long as it is going into the same firearm that it came out of.
Yeah.
A lot of people have two or three different 22-250s. They're bringing us a bunch of brass, and if you're just excising it, guess what? It may work in the one gun, but not in the other two.
Hmm.
So you've got to full-length size everything to make sure it's going to work into, you know, all the different guns out there.
Well, this whole thing was set up with Bill talking about be prepared. We've got 20 weeks till the hunting season opens. What can we do now?
I hate to say it, you're going to have to start looking for anything you can get. Call us, call other gun shops, put things on back order.
In other words, get on the list, right?
That's right. You know, and the other thing is our gunsmithing, we normally can turn stuff around in 2 to 3 weeks. I have got probably 500 guns in here that we're working on right now and more coming through the door every day. I mean, I've never been this busy in my entire life.
So now everybody else is getting treated like you always treated me, right? Because I go, Kerry, when's it going to be ready? And you say, when it's ready.
Yeah, but you always want something a little weird and special. Like, I want an octagon barrel on my .45,
right,
you know,
right.
Colt, you know.
Which you can do, so.
Yeah.
All right.
It just takes a little while.
Yeah.
Looking at where this is going.
Yeah.
The problem exists. You talk about being resourceful, but what about all these new hotshot new calibers mm-hmm. that everybody's writing about?
Mm-hmm.
And then Kerry O'Day goes, let's deal with reality.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And he writes a story going, well, this new caliber really is not any different. And he does ballistic comparisons.
Mm-hmm.
With a long-standing traditional caliber,
right?
Are you seeing people reverting back to some of the old tried and true?
No. <You know>? It's new. Everybody wants it, and which is great for my, you know, for what we do.
Right.
What it does is when the 6.5 PRC came out,
uh-huh.
or the 6.5 Creedmoor came out,
right.
Everybody wanted one. Nobody wanted 300 Winchesters. Nobody wanted 260s. Nobody wanted 708s. We built, in 1 year, we built over 150 Creedmoors. It was our number one selling gun.
Right.
And right now, this 4 years later, I have two on order.
Mm.
You know?
Wow.
But what everybody wants now is the new PRC.
Yeah.
You know? So, because it's new, it's faster, it's flatter shooting, you know, it's just cool and different. So that's what we have to have.
We, you know, you've done stories on long-range shooting versus long-range hunting, which I thought was a great piece.
Yeah.
What's driving this market? Is it just somebody in the basement going, let's see what we can mess with next, you know?
Well, the Creedmoor originally came out as a really, really nice target round.
Right.
You know, capable of 600-800-yard, even 1,000-yard, you know, shots for targets.
Mm-hmm.
But when people show up at, you know, South Texas with a 6.5 Creedmoor and they're going to go hunt an ill guy, hopefully the guide slaps them in the backside of their head and hands them a real gun.
There you go.
You know, if you're hunting whitetail, axes, you know, black buck antelope, you know, at 300 yards, Creedmoor is great. It has enough energy. It does a great job on it. But when you start, you know, pushing it out farther, your energy drops so far that you don't have enough, what we call knockout or KO, to do a decent, you know, quality kill on something. So you end up with wounded animals. That's the other problem with people shooting stuff at 1,000, 1,200 yards. You know, did I hit it or did I miss? I guess I missed it, so I'm not even going to bother to.
No.
Real quick, what about, you know, me, I am old school. It's old stuff that I dearly love. What's the situation for things that I love, like .45-70 and .45 Colt?
I mean, .45 Colt is, again, rare right now.
Okay.
You can get .44 Magnums, you can get .38s.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, anything that is an oddball caliber in pistols is tough to get.
Mm.
You know,
and .45-70, forget it. It's like .30-30. You're not going to find it. The manufacturers are so busy building military ammunition.
Mm.
The only reason you're seeing, you know, .308, .223, .300 Winchester is because it's stuff the military rejected, so they're selling it to the, you know, civilian market.
Okay.
Well, there's manufacturers that produce some lever action 4570s.
Yep.
Big time back order.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's a delay. You're literally on a list. There is so much more to this story. What this visit today, it was to prompt y'all to get out and start beating the bushes.
Does it mean we have to have Kerry back soon then?
We will. I mean, because it's so fluid.
Yeah.
I mean, it's changing.
Right.
And the other resources that I've got that I visit with in the gun industry, they're kind of pulling their hair out, which you and I are beyond that, Harold.
Right. So is Bob.
It's also not just components and stuff. We can't get quality steel right now.
Ooh.
All the steel we're getting in for barrels is coming in from Canada.
And that may be coming
Canada
in from somewhere
not our
else.
Favorite friend right now.
So. Yeah, exactly. Wow. Exactly. All right. Go to their website, mgarmsinc.com. mgarmsinc.com. The phone number, 281-821-8282. And check out Kerry's article every month in Texas Outdoors Journal. Kerry, appreciate you once again bailing us out.
Well, I hope I didn't depress anybody.
Nah, thank you, my friend. We really appreciate it. Friends.
It's always Harold. Thank you.
We'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer. Twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Raising dollars for those critters.
Yep. Let's get out there, friends, and support these great groups. Okay, on April 19th, Corpus Christi chapter of the Ducks Unlimited Sportsman's Night Out fundraiser in Corpus. Check out ducks.org. April 21, Tri-County Longbeards chapter National Wild Turkey Federation fundraiser in Temple. NWTF.org. April 22, Abilene chapter Ducks Unlimited in Abilene for that banquet. Again, ducks.org. April 23, 40th annual Winnie Stowall Ducks Unlimited fundraising banquet in Winnie. Ducks.org, I bet. April 23, again, Perryton Strutters chapter, National Wild Turkey Federation, Texas fundraiser and banquet in Perryton.
You're the mascot for them, aren't you?
You're right. Anyway, go to NWTF.org and then go support one of those great groups. Drive on over there in your new Ford truck.
There you go. Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 45 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And to remember, Hybrid Light is the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more. Tremendous products. They charge with a USB cord or any light source, including the sun. And miraculously, they hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, these lights can be used to charge your phone and other devices. So for our listeners and friends, they have a special offer. For 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping, go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, 20% off, free same-day shipping, hybridlight.com.
I want to thank our guest today, Kerry O'Day from MG Arms. Really great, great people.
Oh, boy.
Tremendous products and just a wealth of information and knowledge can help any of you all in so many ways. Go to their website, mgarmsinc.com, then give them a call at 281-821-8282.
Well, also, we didn't get into it. I mean, time now, though, still is to get things done on a rifle you already own.
Yes.
You know, like a new trigger, bedding, tuning, cleaning, fiddling, whatever. I mean,
maybe you're putting some new glass on
there
it.
There you go. Yeah. So now's the time to get that done.
Oh, without question. Because, like we said, from this weekend moving forward, we are about 20 weeks away from the start of the traditional fall hunting season.
Yep.
And it's not just rifles.
Correct.
Smoothbores, too. Shotguns, you know. Availability. It's tough.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
So get on it.
Yeah.
Get on those waiting lists. Do it now.
Make calls now.
That's right. Do remember, Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Check out our website, TexasOutdoorNews.com. You see a list of all of our wonderful affiliate stations like good old KLVI in Beaumont. Boy, we've been with them a long time, right? Anyway, great stations out there. And also, our shows are archived on the website. Just click on Listen to Our Show. Plus, you can catch us on Stitcher Smart Radio and Facebook. Like us on Facebook. It helps build the audience, okay? Remember, whether you're in the field or on the water, be safe out there so you can join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.